This is the Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Center podcast on interviewing do's and don'ts. Here's a short list of a few do's to keep in mind for interviews. Number one, be prepared. Going into the interview well prepared is essential. Do your research on the company beforehand. Utilize the website, LinkedIn, and other social media sites, or a company connection if you have one. Gaining knowledge on the overall industry, company, and the position itself will not only prepare you, but it will help you to decide if you will be a good fit. Number two, leave your phone on Do Not Disturb before you walk into the interview. The last thing you want is your phone ringing or even vibrating on the table during your interview. It is nice to bring your phone into the interview in case you need to schedule a second interview, and you can have your schedule handy. But if you can do without it and err on the safe side, just leave it in your car until after the interview. Number three, bring a simple portfolio with you to the interview. Something with pockets so you can have a few copies of your resume as well as your reference sheet on hand. I like a portfolio that has a legal size notepad and a pen included so you can jot notes down. It's okay to take notes. Having this pen and paper makes it easy for you to write down the names and titles of your interviewers so you can send a follow-up thank you or simply recall who to contact with future questions and concerns. Number four, answer your interview questions using the STAR method. If you aren't familiar with this method, it stands for situation. What was the situation that you faced? Task. What tasks were involved in the situation? Action. What actions did you take? And results. What were the results of those actions? If you practice using this method on some sample interview questions ahead of time, it's really going to help you during the interview itself. Number five. Do ask questions. At the end of the interview, the interviewers will give you the opportunity to ask questions. Take this time to ask some intentional questions, not just questions that you could easily find on the company website. All right, now for the don'ts for an interview. Number one, don't fidget. If you realize that you fidget while you're nervous, fight that urge. Don't tap your fingers, shake your feet, click pens, chew gum. Be conscious that you have these nervous habits. And helping you with that is to practice beforehand. And that can help you to eliminate and realize, yeah, I have these nervous habits. I need to stop this. Number two, don't dress too casually or overdress for the position that you're interviewing for. Do some research, see what the norm is in that employment setting, and dress accordingly. The general guideline is to dress one step above the norm for interviewing purposes. Number three, don't be late or too early for the interview. Being late obviously sends the wrong message, and it could cost you the job. And being too early and sitting around the lobby for 30 minutes is just excessive. If you do arrive well before that 10 to 15 minute mark, take some time to sit in your car for one last prep session before you walk in. Number four, lastly, don't wear too much cologne or perfume. This can be so off-putting and it's insensitive to those that have sensitivities to odors. If I can smell you before I see you, it is too much. Do a scent check with a friend or a family member before you even leave the house. Well, I hope these simple tips will help you to prepare a little bit for your next interview. Please feel free to contact us at Fleet and Family Support Center for full resume and interviewing classes or a one-on-one appointment. You can set up an appointment with any of our work and family life consultants by calling our centralized schedulers at 1-866-854-0638, or you can email us at ffsp.cnrnw navy.mil. The number again is 1-866-854-0638. Thank you.